from Tidbits on April 16th, 2012. This is Use Dropbox to Troubleshoot Family Macs, written by Jeff Carlson. The flashback malware that infected more than 500,000 Macs creates the kind of situation that's ripe for confusion by friends and family members who aren't technologically savvy. When news bubbles up to the mainstream media, those of us who help manage these remote Macs often get calls or emails asking for help. Apple last week released an update to Java that removes the malware, so anyone who runs software update can protect themselves against the threat. But before that update was released, I wanted to check my family members' Macs for infection, something made much easier thanks to Dropbox. Whether you want to share family photos or troubleshooting utilities, the process I describe here makes it easy to distribute files among many Macs, even if they're not all yours. I wanted to send Mark Zeder's Test for Flashback application, which could tell immediately whether Flashback has infected a system, to the iMacs owned by my mother and mother-in-law. I'd previously set up Dropbox on both of their systems and created a Jeff folder on each shared with my Dropbox account. Getting the app to their machines was a simple matter of copying it to each shared Jeff folder on my Mac. Dropbox then synchronized the file to the Jeff folders on their computers. And since I did this in the middle of the night, I wasn't disrupting either of them, and the program is tiny. The next day, I called my mother and asked her to run the app. Her iMac was not infected. For my mother-in-law's iMac, I connected remotely using a LogMeIn account I'd previously set up and ran the app myself. Her iMac was also flashback-free. Dropbox is ideal for transferring files like this to family members, and better than sending email attachments, which could get caught in email filters, or attempting file transfers via iChat. Here's another example. Instead of directing my mom to Apple's support page to download Airport Utility 5.6, the version prior to the current Airport Utility 6.0, which wasn't recognizing her Airport Extreme, I downloaded the installer myself and copied it to our shared Dropbox folder. And since Dropbox offers 2 gigs of free storage space, it doesn't cost a thing. In fact, with last week's news that Dropbox was increasing the amount of storage it gives for referrals, you and your friend can both benefit. Sometimes, especially when you're troubleshooting, it's easiest to have the tools you need appear magically on the other person's computer, so you can get right to solving the problem instead of getting hung up on the particulars of downloading files or utilities. Dropbox excels at this magic, and frequently makes my life easier. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Indigo, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson. Not quite a frog this week, but thanks to a little bit of sickness, pretty close. Thanks for listening.